years in the making. Next week, the movie Bohemian Rhapsody will finally be released. Before we talk about that and so much more with Brian May, let's have a look back at why Queen became one of the biggest bands in the whole of the big wide world.
Oh, wonderful.
And as well as the movie about the band, Brian May is here. He's also releasing a new book. It's called Mission Moon 3D, and he joins me now. This is a cracker, and I know it's something you're incredibly passionate about.
I'm very proud of this one, yeah, definitely, yes. It's, I guess it brings a couple of my passions together, one of which is the 3D thing itself, you know, the stereoscopy, and one is, of course, the astronomy and the astronautics that went into getting to the moon.
So who do you want to get passionate about this? Is this the younger, kind of younger generation? Do you want to spread the word to them?
Yeah, I think that's a big part of it, yeah, because it's a very immersive experience. You do get
your glasses, look.
Your 3D view in the book.
Right. Right. You look good in 3D. Yeah, and you can read them.
And all the 3D pictures are in there, you know, and this has never been done before.
No.
Because it's such an immersive experience, you kind of feel that you're there, I think. Yeah. And in fact, Jim Lovell said it's the closest thing to actually being on the moon, and he should know.
Because he was there.
Because he was there. So
actually went.
Yeah.
Well, that's praise. That's really high praise.
See, to me, it feels like just yesterday, you know, it feels like something very modern getting to the moon, like we're in the space age, but it's 50 years ago. It's incredible, isn't it?
I know.
And, you know, no one's been back since the Apollo mission. So
it's really sad, isn't
book.
It?
Yeah, well, maybe it'll happen. Who knows? But if you get this book and you use the owl, my light owl here, then you will have the experience of going there and being there, hopefully, you know.
Oh, I wish this had been out when it actually happened, because I remember watching it with my dad.
I did too.
It's one of those things in your childhood. I think I was 10.
Yeah.
And you sort of never forget it. It's
right.
Absolutely there. I mean, because we just didn't know whether it was how it was going to go, were they actually going to be able to do it.
That's right. We thought they were all in danger, which they were.
Yeah.
I mean, it was very touch and go. It wasn't an easy landing, you know, and it was a manned landing. It wasn't an automatic landing. So, yes, we were all clustered around our tiny little TV screen down in Cornwall at Roger's house, actually.
Oh.
And, yeah, you never forget where you were.
You don't. It's like the whole world held its breath.
One small step for a man.
That's right.
One giant leap for mankind. Here it is.
And 3D is a big thing for you.
It is.
It's one of those things that, remember they brought out 3D tellies and they sort of didn't quite take off? And why do you think it's never done?
3D's come and gone many, many times since the 1850s when it had its heyday. And it was big in the 1950s, as you probably know,
yeah.
You know, with ViewMaster and all that sort of stuff. And ViewMaster's still around. But it does come and go. I think that there's a certain inconvenience to people to wear spectacles or something, and they get fed up with it after a while.
Right, so it's probably just that.
Yeah, and I think TV did come and go. You know, I did a documentary for Sky.
I remember.
3D, you know, but it's all kind of gone. But this is the Victorian way. This is the way that doesn't give you headaches, which I think makes it very enduring.
Right.
And it works just as well now applied to the space pictures as it did to, you know, 1850s Charles Dickens or whatever.
See, we've got this Facebook. There is also Queen in 3D that you brought out. This is a remarkable book.
I'm mad enough to be bringing two books out at the same time.
No, I think it's a great idea. Why wouldn't you? This really is, for anybody who's a fan of the band, this is an absolute must-have. But it's a really brilliant insight. And, of course, the movie's coming out as well.
The movie.
It's all happening.
Yeah, this is a reissue. Actually, a second edition. And at the end of the book, there's a chapter on the making of the movie.
Because it took a while, didn't it, to get that film going?
Tell me about it, yes. It's kind of a 9-year project, yeah, and lots of bumps along the way. But I think people will love it. I think they will laugh and cry and go away with their fist in the air. It's something amazing. You know?
It's
and
an incredible
Rami
movie.
Is incredible. The boys who do us are beyond belief. You can see him here.
I know. I can't wait.
Rami's amazing. This guy, Gwil, who plays me, is outstanding. And
is that weird, watching somebody playing you?
Well, yeah, it's amazing what you get used to. You know? But yes, yeah, I mean, and he's amazing. And in fact, when I look at the pictures now, you can see him and me there. Sometimes I'm looking at all this stuff which is coming out at the moment. I don't know if it's me or him, really. You know. And his voice fooled my kids. They said, "Dad, did you do the voice for him?" I went, "No, he's an actor. He does it that well."
Wow,
amazing.
That's incredible. What do you think, Freddie, would have thought about all of this? About your 3D book and about the way that Queen is still enduring now? I mean, you know, there's Adam Lambert out there performing with you,
absolutely.
All of that.
Who's amazing.
Isn't he incredible?
Well, yeah. Freddie would love it. I have no doubt. He would smile wickedly and go, you know, something unprintable. But yeah, I mean, he loved it. He loved the fact that it touched people, you know, yeah. the fact that we became global, and it's even more global now. How incredible is that? Who would have thought?
I know. But it's the music, though, isn't it, Brian? The music just means so much to everyone.
The music seems to cross generational barriers, yeah. I think it's because it's very personal. It's not about rock stars. It's about real people and real emotions. And
oh, there's that.
Now you see. See, I don't know if that's me or him.
Do you still love it, though? Do you, when you go out and perform, is it still, you still get a buzz? You still
I do love it.
Amazing.
Yeah, I do. There's nothing quite like it, you know. And I feel very fortunate that we can still do it. Thanks to Adam, we can. We do it at the very top level. And we're probably about to go out next year and do another giant tour. You know, who would have thought? I wouldn't have thought, because I thought when Freddie went, that would be the end.
Yeah.
But there's this incredible momentum out there. People love the music. And while we can still walk and still run around and play, you know, and make a noise, I'll do it. You know,
brilliant. Thank you so much for coming in. These books are amazing. Queen in 3D is out right now. The movie, I cannot wait to see. I'm very lucky I'm going to see it today. And Mission Moon, though. Mission Moon.
Sell.
Mission Moon is a cracker. It really is. That's so, so important.
I'm hoping that we'll get the space race across to the new generation. They will understand what it really meant to that generation.
I really, really hope so. And of course, the movie First Man is out as well. So there is a, you know, there is a momentum there for sure. Keep doing what you do.
Thank you, Lorraine.
In all ways. Thank you so much. Thank you. Great to see you. Thank you so much.
Great to see you.
Right, still to come this morning.